Well, it's a download here at 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. It's Friday night. Let's carry out. All right, here are today's top stories. I can't tell if today's top story should be the weather or our reporting on the weather. From watching the news last night, they had us thinking this weekend would be like the movie Alive, at least the avalanche part. Is there an avalanche in that movie? But the snow totals have been... I might be thinking of a different movie. But the snow totals have been revised, and in most places, less than 8 inches of snow hit the ground. Last night, the news threw a reporter who was just outside the glass of their own studio. Which was awesome, because the old man who stood in where the weather graphics went, like the old man with a bunch of bags on State Street, just kind of walking down, and he stopped to look and see what was happening, and that's where they put the weather graphic over his face. I was like, he's going to get burned by the graphic! Don't do that! But he was fine. He turned out to be fine. The other guys who were flipping off the camera, not so much, right? But I guess that's the question really, right? Obviously, we all do it, all the media. Every station goes crazy to report on real-time moments, not just the forecasting. I mean, do we love doing it? No. Is there a ratings guy in the back office yelling, more, it's working, more, cranking a hand crank with a monkey with cymbals a whole bit? Or, I mean, maybe the media went all in on winter coats and they need a return on investment? I don't know what it is, but it is. It really takes over when it comes to weather reporting. But still, we definitely slighted the winter god somewhere along the line, because this is wrath, right? Even if it's 8 inches, it's still, I mean, this was a huge storm. So accidents, airport cancellations, Chicago's booting up their work computers at home for maybe 20 minutes and watching Lord of the Rings trilogy for the rest of the day, punctuated with, I'm definitely on top of that issue, emails. Every 5 minutes getting up to check the we're on top of that, Don. But it's kind of over, right? As much as this stuff can be over. And now it's really winter in Chicago. Today, tomorrow, Sunday, enjoy it. Because it's going to get all mushy and gray by next week. And that's when it's really winter in Chicago. In today's No Way news, President Trump's White House counsel said that the president will not release the Democrat U.S. House intelligence memo on Russia, because there are too many sensitive and classified bits in it. Really? Now you're all into... Oh, man, this is classified. I'm sorry. You cannot put this out. What does this mean? Well, it doesn't kill it, but it sends it back to the House where they can argue about how to pronounce dossier. It's dossier. 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 No, yes. See what happens. And I love that this is the Friday dump. A late Friday, the president's not going to put it out. You didn't see that coming. Well, it's coming. In local politics, a new poll has Democrat gubernatorial candidates J.B. Pritzker and Daniel Biss in a dead heat. Did I read that right? Wow! And another poll says that if Pritzker or Biss took on Rauner in the general, Biss would have better odds to win than Pritzker. Wow, what a difference a month makes, huh? What do they say about the odds for the Bears to win the Super Bowl? Is that in there too? No? It's amazing, since we still have 40-plus days to the election, so anything can happen, sure, but you know what's going to happen? A ton of more commercials. It's going to be commercial overload. Pritzker's going to use all of his money. It's just going to be like David Hasselhoff commercials. It's going to be like reboots of old Where's the Beef commercials. He's going to throw it at every possible demographic he can think of. And all Biss is going to do, he'll just keep showing us how much milk he and his family use at breakfast. That's that one commercial that's over and over and over. I'm just a regular guy. My family uses milk. Okay. On the Republican side, more money flowing in for Jeannie Ives, who is now the Tribune editorial team in Tribune editorial team's doghouse after her ad personifying social issues with bad stereotypes. Everyone's mad about the commercial's depiction of the trans person, but my favorite part is the bandanaed white dude protester who's somehow for a sanctuary state. Thanks, Governor Rauner. I'm going to throw this garbage can through this Burrito Beach window. Nah! The Antifa. Coming to get you. Antifa. It's not offensive. It's just lame. I would have gone with more of like a gray-haired, mustachioed hippie playing a djembe. Or a retired woman with a turtleneck and a fanny pack who took the Metra in because she heard about the protest on NPR. Where are those? That's a better one. Lots of options. The Antifa. Antifa. That option doesn't play as well. Also, spite abortions. Yeah, I don't know. She's very spiteful, that actress. Thanks for paying for my abortions. Ouch. The Olympic opening ceremonies are tonight, or this morning, or yesterday, or maybe they happened years ago, and this is just a rerun. I really don't know. I'm confused. All I know is that I got way too into bumpy skiing last night. It's a thing. It's a lot of bumpy skiing. Look at that skier. Take the bumpy ski. Oh, that bump. Look at that bump. Great job absorbing all those bumps. Yeah. Yeah. The figure skating announcers, my best. That's my favorite. The best announcers in the history of the world. That was awful. I'm looking forward to this year's broadcast. Maybe Molly, maybe we can do a segment on here where she watches the Olympics so we don't have to, right? Is she watching this year? She is? All I know is that all the U.S. skiers look really rich. And they grew up in Breckenridge and helicoptered to the top of the ski hill for fun, like on a weekend. Yeah. That's what I think about when I see the ski team. All right, in weather, nothing to see here, folks. Move along. In sports, the Hawks lost their fourth straight last night. Not unlike the big battles in American history. It's darkest before the light, right? I mean, the people in the Alamo were like, if we could just string together a couple wins and see what happens. Wait, I forgot what happens at the Alamo. You know, let me, Yeah, I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. Dang. We're some mere 5 days away from pitchers and catchers reporting to spring training. We're seeing unprecedented slowness when it comes to free agency. Huge players have yet to be signed, including Yu Darvish, Jake Arrieta, J.D. Martinez, Lance Lynn, Brett Saberhagen, Nick Asaski, Biff Pokoroba. Nobody has signed Biff Pokoroba yet. 80s baseball, I love it. I don't know about you, but if my team trots out lesser talent and plays C-minus ball all year long when there are free agents that could have been that could have helped them because owners are allegedly colluding to not pay them, well, I'll still watch, but and I'll still pay money to watch, but and I'll forget about it quickly, but nah. That's what's going to happen. Sorry, Jake. Although it pains me because I don't think we've ever seen pitching dominance like Jake Arrieta in 2015. Right? Before, I mean, the World Series year, he was great too, but that end of 2015, he should get paid just for what he did. All the no-hitters against the Dodgers and everything he did all the way into the playoffs, took a team that wasn't supposed to be there, and he put him there. And it's just a bummer that he's not getting paid. Speaking of going rate, Jimmy Garoppolo just became the highest-paid player in the NFL. The Niners quarterback has played, what, 5 games in his career? He won all 5, including one really dumb one against the Bears, which really, if you think about it, Robbie Gould should be paid. He should be the one that's getting paid. Garoppolo's getting $135 million over, what, 5 years? Wow. Jeez. I mean, well, it's probably like $35,000 after they cut him and don't pay him the rest. I mean, that's how they do it in football. Football players, I'm glad to see this course correction, though, because football players who bang their heads together like mountain lions and shorten their life expectancy by 25 years should be the ones getting more money than the baseball players who swing bats and leisurely jog once in a while in pregame warm-ups, right? That's the best thing about going to Wrigley early is watching the pitcher who's not pitching stretch a little bit and then jog. They're getting millions for that. Former Bulls, the Bulls, home tonight against the Minnesota Timberwolves. Former coach Tom Thibodeau and former Bulls Jimmy Butler and Taj Gibson are here. This would be a fun matchup if the Bulls were playing like they did for that 1 week in December. But right now, they sunk. When's the last time the Bulls won? I can't even find it on the internet. They've lost 7 in a row. And everyone says that the Bulls got a better deal when trading away Jimmy Butler. Maybe that's true in the long run, but the Timberwolves, they win more than once a month. So there you go. And finally tonight, all right, it's National Pizza Day. So don't forget to tip your drivers tonight. Just think about how many times they're going to get out of their cars and step into a foot of unshoveled snow, right? The extra dollar or two that you give them will go a long way to their hospital care when they're going to need after the hypothermia sets in after today. I feel bad for them. All right, that's the carryout for February 9th, 2018. Speaking of pizza, we have a ton of Parmesan packets left over from the last order, so take them. Take as many as you want. They never go bad. Let's be honest, it's not cheese. It's more sawdust with a sprinkle of, well, sawdust. All right, coming up, Orbert Davis is going to join us. We'll talk about the song Body and Soul. And at 8 o'clock, we'll reload this week's news. Biggest stories, winners, losers, overreported, underreported. What story took you down the rabbit hole and which story we remembered from this week? So download 720 WGN. Stay with us.